If our forefathers had a time machine to see us today, what would they think? Would they be proud? Would they be disappointed? Would they be horrified? When our country was at its infancy, our forefathers were embattled amongst themselves for the common purpose of unity and freedom. Their solemn goal was to create a nation of freedoms stemming from a solid structural foundation. If they were to walk among our nation's leaders today, they would see the same fierce arguing that once occurred in their lifetimes, but it would not be for the love of country. Rather, contemporary debates are deeply rooted in personal gain. Our founders composed the Constitution as the groundwork for our country, with the idea that amendments could become the building blocks for each new generation's ideals. However, in light of issues surrounding the First Amendment, imbalances in government authority, and lack of military support, one can clearly understand the blueprint of our forefathers has not been followed. The purpose of the Constitution was to create a government that could offer protections and processes on a national level while continuing to guard the individual freedoms of citizens. Today, we see a bastardization of the original vision that our forefathers had for our great nation. Freedom of speech is one right outlined in the First Amendment of the Constitution and is intended to guarantee all citizens the right to express ideas and opinions without government interference or punishment. Yet, we see daily that the media manipulates and censors material. For example, even the powerful Meta CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, testified that his company was pressured by the Biden administration to censor content relative to the COVID-19 pandemic. News outlets regularly take advantage of their First Amendment freedoms to convey stories that are steeped with political rhetoric rather than unbiased data, such as the now-debunked Russian collusion scandal. It is an outrage that even our large mainstream press is being distorted by our own government, which is a direct violation of the concepts outlined in the First Amendment. Another pivotal concept created by the Constitution was the idea to place the power of government in the hands of the people. However, in a 2023 Harris poll, 86% of Americans surveyed reported being largely disappointed by leaders of the country. Nearly 75% of respondents in the poll believed politicians were more power-hungry than concerned about the people they represented. This provides clear evidence that our country is not being led by patriots focused on the fundamentals of constitutionality, which contradicts the definition of a rule-by-the-people democracy. A strong government, including our democratic republic, requires a powerful and functioning military. In the past, the American military developed into a formidable force that was capable of protecting our homeland while aiding our allies. However, our armed forces are only as strong as the leaders that guide the brave men and women heroically serving our great nation. Our military has been repeatedly let down by politicians, resulting in tragic consequences such as the botched military withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. Two generals provided testimony, explaining that bureaucratic delays led to the tumultuous departure and loss of 13 American lives in the process. This incident could have been avoided had political leaders kept the best interests of our troops as priorities rather than turning their backs on those heroes who were willing to lay down their lives for our freedom. Our democracy is only as safe as our nation is strong and well-led. I believe today's leaders have failed to satisfy the wants and needs of our country and its people. This is not what our founding fathers envisioned. Perhaps Ronald Reagan best conveyed the importance of democracy as intended by our forefathers in his 1968 gubernatorial address to the state of California. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. And those in world history who have known freedom and then lost it have never known it again. Therefore, I am compelled and hopeful in calling on my fellow patriots. I implore Americans everywhere to continue to stand and defend our freedoms in the ways that our forefathers dreamed for us. May we make them proud.